I'm Ato Glenn. I'm from Ganta, Nimba County.
What business you went to Ocha's at?
Yeah, I went to get my monthly salary. But unfortunately for me, when I got there yesterday, they were already closed, so I decided to come back. Because spending 3 days at a hotel would be expensive, so I decided to come back. And after a week, I'll go back again.
But okay. How is the real situation so far?
The road is bad, my dear brother. It's bad. Especially Nima and Grangina to see the same problem. From Gray to come, there's another area there. Very, very bad. I left cars upon cars. We're on the road. I mean, people in the mall, people lying down the garage. I mean, when I saw them, I felt bad. But what to do? The only thing I advise my citizens of the nation, the only good thing you should do, don't put out want to be representative or working in a position they want. Let them organize the youth from their movement. Let all of us come on the road to work. Let's forget about government. If say government is working, who is government? You are the citizen. You are the government. The citizen of the nation is a government. So let's forget about government and let us work for ourselves. That the only way we'll be living here.
But looking at the Grand Jira case now, especially to where you are now, the situation, how you manage here to cross this particular month?
I use motorbike. From Ganda here, I pay $3,000.
So you mean if you were riding vehicle, you wouldn't have reached?
Nothing. People that are left behind will be there until tomorrow. People that came yesterday, I passed by them or retrofully, and they were cars that were on the ground. People trying to lift them up.
So are you saying you are calling on the citizens? Citizens have the needed resources to have the road paper or maybe reconditioned?
Let's look at it. The very first thing, nothing is greater than their country, Liberia. Liberia is greater than any other thing. Even Liberia is greater than political party. Let all of us join together so that we can work on our own road than waiting for government. We can come here in the morning, bring collapses, bring shovel and one of you digger and start hauling gravel from end to end and we say right here, it'll be fine. Then for all they say I'm waiting for government. What government will do? They put up there random heavy hammer jeep. They will not care for you and myself. They'll be up there, we'll be sitting down, be laughing at you.
Do you see the possibility of this election being held this year successfully? Will all parts of the country to be reached?
The rule is bad. We'll not do anything to the rule before October. Nobody will be able to come on this side for them to say I'm going to catch my voting in Zweru or that of Maryland, Riverji and the other county. Even in Lofa, I called Lofa this morning. Somebody just told me the same thing too. There's no good road on that side now. The road condition is getting worse every day. So let us forget about looking for money or looking for government. We ourselves should come on the road and work. That's the only way we'll build good living here. Else than that, look at the food we're selling. When I was seeing they play funny, I saw little food we're selling in the bowl for $200. Look at that kind of thing, my brother. So I give you another 2 more months to pass. Where are we? We are not even enter the western rainy season. We got August and September. The 2 months are the higher rainy season month in Liberia. And look at the road condition. So let us forget about going here and there. Let us pave our own road instead of waiting for government. That's my advice to the nation.
I'm Arthur J. Nere from Tapeta going to Swedru.
Tell us, you are in the mud here. How the road situation like from Tapeta to Dallas Swedru?
This road situation is very, very bad. I left from Tapeta since 9 o'clock this morning. We stay in the mud because of the road condition. It's very bad. There is no solution to pass anywhere. I felt bad about our country Liberia because we are 170 years up to this time and we stay in the bush. Now you see the mud, the car that landed now more than 50 cars landed in the mud. We stay in the mud today and we say we have independence. I don't think that any country that have independence will be like this. All country you see in Africa, West Africa, meaning you see Ghana, Sierra Leone, Guinea, that road are very, very pale, but Liberia, we are way far and I'm behind.
Let's look at the constraint people face on this road. Where is the vehicle that you are riding?
I'm riding with woman have the forehead that she don't want to ride with. She carry me through Swedru. But I think since this morning we get in the mud, we stay in the mud. Our chief stay in the mud there behind there, no way to pass through and get to Zaistan.
So how you guys have been managing since the morning when it comes to feeding?
No way, because we only bought cooking on ready to tap it and come with it. Like cooking on, we just ate this morning and all to stand, nothing in the stomach. We have ready no food. You know the food set the people selling in the mud there is not food for people to eat because the bucket, the cup you see, so mud on them because all over, no place to stand, no place to sit.
In terms of recommendation now, what are you recommending to a central government in terms of paving this road?
I recommend that the next government that will come in power, because we are already in the season of election, and the next government that will come in power to try to see about the road condition, at least the main national road to see about it, that will be the main development in the country. Because if the road is paid, your road is free, the vehicle, the whole buying that money, who using money to buy that vehicle, at least getting that money from out of in the vehicle, spending 2 to 3 years with them, I mean, it's be all right, but then to buy a vehicle after 2 months, 3 months, the vehicle is down.
Some people saying that it is time that those politicians who want power, it's time for them to come too.
There's a time now to say, yes, friend, the friend of so-and-so, friend of John Brown, this is time to do that, you know, development, to come and use your own money, say, I need to rent somebody machine and come fix the road. I need that, it will help us, you know, to say, I come in to buy a t-shirt, to get a car, to buy you, go food for you, to get you motorbike, do, it will not benefit us. The only thing that will benefit us is the road. If the road is bad, no food will enter in the county. If the road is bad, no soap, no chicken soup, nothing, will be way behind. If any goods that will get to carry to Monrovia, no way to go. People from Tapeta, St. Wednesday, they stay in the mud, their goods getting rotten here.